Hare Krishna. We often have heard that mind can be the best friend or the worst enemy. But how does the mind become the best friend? Or how does the mind become the worst enemy? That we have to know. If we don't know that, we may even speak about making mind friend or enemy, but we may not exactly know how to train the mind to become the best friend. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, when the mind takes dictation from the super soul, then mind becomes your best friend. When the mind takes dictation from the senses, then the mind becomes the worst enemy. For example, for the people in this world, they are very habituated to taking dictation from the senses. Their mind always goes by the sensual demands. The senses say, oh, I want gold, I want silver, you know, I want commodities, I want this, I want that. They always are more and more eager to accumulate material goods to become happy. Similarly, when the senses are let loose, they always want the best of everything. And they are never satisfied with any kind of situation. They always try to make the material situations better. So the nature of material improvement is, there is no end to it. One can be extremely greedy, and they try to make the best climate inside their room. Temperature should not be hot, so we need air conditioner. We need a bigger house. We need more fine foods. We need more costly dresses. In this way, they try to improve the material life. Similarly, the senses, the agitated senses, naturally discriminate between friend and enemy. And they want to take revenge. So our senses, like the tongue, may want to speak sharp words of sarcasm to defeat the enemy. Similarly, they may also be very greedy for eating. In the same manner, every one of the senses are running in different directions for exploitation and enjoyment. So if the mind is going to become a very surrendered slave of such senses, then the mind becomes an enemy for a sadhaka. On the other hand, if the mind takes dictation from the super soul, how to take dictation from super soul? Actually, super soul is always speaking, and we are unable to hear him because we are deafened or blinded by the preoccupation of the mind in terms of taking dictation from the senses. So when we stop taking dictation from the senses, or at least to reduce it, then we can start hearing the sound of the super soul. But in the event of not able to hear the super soul, the same super soul's sound is coming from the mouth of the spiritual master and all the Vaishnavas, who are actually speaking the same Shabda Brahma, sound vibration coming from the Supreme Lord's mouth. It is coming down in Guru Parampara. By hearing the regular lectures on the Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, then one gets the superior dictation from the super soul. So in this way, by taking the dictation from the super soul, and when the mind is made to follow those valuable superior spiritual dictations, and that acts as a way for purifying the mind. So the purified mind is actually the best friend for any individual jiva. If his mind is in the process of getting purified, the very same mind becomes a great friend. How? The mind itself will refuse to go down to animalistic activities. The mind will refuse for a period of time. The purified mind always wants to be clean. It always wants to connect up, not connect down. Connect to the dictation of super soul, not to the dictation of the senses anymore. Especially when one becomes a Goswami. One conquers the senses, Jitendriya or Vijita Shadguna. These names are used in Vaishnava line, and that we conquer the dictation of the senses and we don't listen to senses anymore. Rather, we make the senses follow the dictation of the super soul through the mind. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. In this way, once we make mind our friend, then the chanting of the holy name will be very natural and very smooth flowing and very relishable experience, because the mind taking the dictation of the super soul will become purified, and with a purified mind to chant the holy name will be a blissful experience. Harinam Prabhu ki.